Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Human error. There's a new offering from a group suggesting human error might have organizational implications. That fact was obvious to me about 20 years ago when working with one of the gurus of human error in human performance improvement, HPI. But even beyond beginning to realize the impact of influences other than internal ones on safety, the whole human error approach has other flaws that can potentially suboptimize or completely scuttle its effectiveness. Just calling it human error suggests some assumptions. That all behaviors can be classified as either right or wrong. That any act that produces an undesired outcome was a mistake. That mistakes, errors, are human and thus the result of bad choices by individuals. That all choices are conscious, or that outside influences cannot impact or override personal judgment or choice. Or that individuals can always accurately predict the outcome of their choices and therefore are choosing outcomes, not just behaviors. Yes, I know the human error gang will disagree with these points and argue their approach is broader and takes into consideration more factors. But the truth is, most worker decisions are heavily shaped by organizational and cultural influences, and this is apparently news to human error thinking.
As trusted advisors to those on the path toward safety excellence, we firmly believe the approach taken must be collaboratively defined and customized to the culture and unique realities of the individual business. We look forward to working with you on your strategy, leadership, culture, and behavior-based safety improvement efforts. Visit us at proactsafety.com.